But right now, this is a very special moment on our show. It's time for another open letter from Junior Miller.
I don't do this often. I do it from time to time when I feel like a Metroplex sports figure is in need of help. Like I can sense that they're struggling with something. I think the last one I did, you mentioned yesterday, was to Jordan Spieth. I see him in this slump and I feel like I can help him get out of it. I've done it in the past, Jason Garrett, and I've written a couple to Jerry Jones. And I think Jerry is struggling right now with the whole Dak contract situation.
I just thought you always did this to mock Norm.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's exactly why he does it.
No, Norm has done some beautiful open letters in the past as well, including one to Bill Parcells that I think we all remember.
Beautiful.
And it's a great idea, and I think it can help. And if I can help Jerry Jones navigate these tricky contractual waters, then that helps everybody, right?
Sure.
So
it's a very brave thing you're doing.
Let's give it a try, and this is the one time and one time only that I'm going to read this open letter to Jerry Jones publicly.
Why the music?
Dear Jerry, how are you? I am fine.
Filler. You don't have to do that in an open letter.
By the way, do they still teach kids to start their letters that way?
No, I thought they taught us not to start them that way.
All right, let's start over.
All right.
Dear Jerry, how are you? I am fine. I hope you're enjoying your off season. Congrats again on the Hall of Fame thing. I think that's pretty cool. How is Roosevelt? I think he's pretty cool, too.
Why do you have to write it like an eight-year-old?
Jerry, I know you're thinking a lot about the Dak Prescott contract thing, and that's cool. It's a big decision. I can't help but wonder if you've been dragging your feet about giving Dakota a new deal, not because of the money, but because you think he might not be that great.
Don't call him Dakota.
Is that the real reason? You don't think he's that great? If so, blink once for yes, twice for no.
What?
I'll tell you what, let's do that bit when I can actually see your face. Deal? Jerry, I understand why you're hesitant to make Dakota the highest paid quarterback. Russell Wilson, Big Ben, Rodgers, Goff, Ryan, all of the highest paid quarterbacks have won a Super Bowl or at least gotten to a Super Bowl. The only bowl Dak has been a part of as a Cowboy is a bowl of Campbell's soup. You know, because he endorses Campbell's soup.
Yep, got it. Thanks.
You might also wonder if it's going to be a contract that you will one day regret. But Jerry, it's called The Way It Is. You have mad cheddar, yo. I know you're also thinking about the salary cap and having enough money left over to pay the other guys that aren't going to help you get to a Super Bowl. But Jer, the NFL salary cap is going to go way up over the next 2 to 3 years. So on a percentage basis, giving Dak his money will fall right in line, if not behind, what the other top QBs are currently making as a percentage of the cap. I say go ahead and sign Dakota today, and let's get all of this behind us. You know why? Because I promise you that if you give him $36 million a year, that number will look like a bargain in 2 to 3 years. Especially once quarterbacks who have actually done something like Patrick Mahomes get their big deals. Now, Jerry, I can't promise you that Dakota will win a Super Bowl like Mahomes, but I can promise you that in a few years, $36 million for a good starting quarterback will look like a hell of a deal. A year ago, you could have had Dakota for $25 million a year, and that looks really affordable right now. $28 million for Kirk Cousins looks affordable right now, although they fear that he might suck. $32 million for Carson Wentz looks affordable now, although they fear he might suck too. $33 million for Jared Goff looks affordable, although a lot of people fear he might suck too. But that's the chance that a wildcatter like you is used to taking, and it's a chance you have to take, because Cooper Rush is not an option. TB12 isn't coming here, and Roger and Troy are retired. Oh, I almost forgot to address the franchise tag thing. I guess you could do that too, maybe even for 2 years, and just kick the can down the road. That's your call. I really don't care. In closing, Jer.
Don't call him Jer.
No, don't call him Jer.
Please don't.
Pissed.
I'd like to offer you one last piece of advice.
Oh, no. This is going to involve an Italian food item.
I know that sometimes stress can get to you, like the stress of running a billion-dollar football team, and that's cool. But when the stress gets to be too much, nothing takes the edge off like grabbing a piece of pizza.
There it is. The piece of pizza.
That's where he really mocks Norm, right? Yep. There.
It doesn't even matter what kind, pepperoni, mushroom, margarita, or meat lover's delight. It's all cool.
It's all cool, man. It's cool.
I hope this letter has helped. Write back soon. Miss you, Craig.
There's no way Jerry will write an open letter back to Craig.
No.
P.S. Put Jimmy in the Ring of Honor now.
Why can't you just send this letter to the star? Why do you have to read it on the air?
Because he wants the P1s to hear it, too.
I will
don't understand
also,
why you have to have an open letter.
I'm going to double down and also send it to the star via snail mail.
Okay, privately.
Dallas Cowboys, attention Jerry Jones.